This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University. We got 24 and a half more minutes to go here of education. And Ed, JJ, and Tim, we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. When last we spoke 6 minutes ago, Doug from Texas was on the line. Doug, are you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you have
a...
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I have been educated for many years listening to y'all.
Hey, we have a lot of fun, but we really do learn things.
I hear
people at church say, well, I didn't know that. Well,
I learned something today about coconut water, because every time I drink it, it makes me go to the restroom.
It has dual purpose.
Yes,
right.
Numerous.
I got a little lost researching this, and coconut oil and coconuts, it's like vinegar of all the things. They said this Jamaican doctor said, we always knew that. We use it in our hair. We use it in our skin. Mm-hmm. My wife puts it in her coffee, does all kinds of things. They said we use it as a salve, but the coconut milk is so helpful, coconut water. Now that we're learning, but it's like God's treasure, you know, of good health and everything, kind of like vinegar or some of the other things.
Or like peanuts with George Washington Carver.
A lot of peanut allergies.
Unless you have peanut allergies,
You know, you don't want near them.
Then you got to take coconut water.
Then you can make peanut butter oils. And you got a little bit left over. You can make dynamite. You know that's one of the ingredients.
All right, go ahead,
TNT,
Doug. Right? Fire away, brother.
A good Texas question for you. What's significant about April 21st to Texans?
I'm gonna say it has something to do with remembering the Alamo. That's just a guess.
And I'll say it's Independence Day for Texas.
I'm going to say it's George Strait's birthday.
Hey, we got three good
three
non-Texans. We got three good answers. A lot of people don't know Texas flew under six different flags.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
It's like, make up your mind, people.
It's better than that. Everything's bigger in Texas. Hey, tell us the answer, Doug.
It's Independence. It's the day we won our independence at the Battle of San Jacinto.
From Mexico.
Did
Texas become its own country for a while?
Yes, sir. It's the only flag. It's the only flag that can legally fly as high as the United States of America flag. All other state flags have to fly that lower. But Texas can fly as high because it was a republic.
I got you.
And Doug can reinforce this. Everybody that joined the Union, Texas was the only state that said, we're going to join the Union, but let's put a little asterisk by it. Here's the caveat. Because we've been a nation, if we ever, you guys get all sideways, if we ever agree to back on out, we want the option to be able to do that. And the other states of these United States, okay, since you are Texas and you've been your own nation, we'll agree to that.
Yeah. Hey, great question, Doug. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend. And, thank you for listening to AFR and being a Trivia Friday listener.
Tell your brother hi. And I think the moral of this whole story of our conversation with Doug, don't mess with Texas.
No.
I think we made that clear.
Go ahead and give your questions.
I have one question remaining for my original three. I will add one since we have a little bit of time still left in the program. So here's my remaining question. The harpy eagle with a wingspan of 7 feet is the world's largest bird. Is that true or false? And then here's the one I'll add since I've had my geography question answered. This is a hard one. You're going to probably have to look this one up, folks. What is the largest country in the world without a river? What is the largest country in the world without a river? That's what I've got.
All right, here's what I've got. Which city, this is multiple choice, which city is the oldest in the world? Is it A, Rome? Is it B, Jerusalem? Or is it C, Damascus? Which city is the oldest in the world? Rome, Jerusalem, or Damascus? And then I'll add one. Cavendish is a variety of what popular fruit? So there's two questions for me.
All right, here are my questions. There are two cities in America that I know of that are known for their association with the space program. What are they? One of them is called Space City, and the other one is known as Rocket City. So what two cities?
So the nicknames of these cities.
Rocket City and Space City. Where are they? What are they?
Okay.
Okay, second question. These birds have three different categories or three different brands, as JJ said. Three different brands.
This bird.
They're called either chin straps, emperors, or Humboldts.
Here's the deal. Ordinarily, about one out of three of our questions reminds me of something I drove during high school. And this one here has not disappointed. I think I drove a Humboldt when I was a sophomore in high school. And there again, it was a big hoopty. I had about six ashtrays in it and only got about 6 miles to the gallon.
And it was very safe vehicle.
It was a Humboldt. Yeah, that's right. It had real glass. It had an iron dashboard. Wasn't no airbags in it. So
no seatbelts in that one.
And when you got your insurance, wasn't nothing like State Farm or Farm Bureau. You had to always go through Lloyd's of London, because I know you only had one chance if you run that sucker off the road and hit a big oak tree.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so here's my third question, a Bible question. The Apostle Paul, at one point in the Scripture, describes himself in a third-person way, and he's saying he traveled to paradise, traveled to paradise, and he wasn't talking about. Well, I'm gonna leave it there. Where was he going? Where did he go? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. The Apostle Paul had a vision or had an out-of-body experience, and he went somewhere.
Where did he go?
Paradise.
Like paradise. Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Okay. What did he call it?
Right. What did he call it?
All right. Let's go.
All right. We're going back to Texas, and Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling, Michael. Where do you live in Texas?
In Denison.
Okay.
Y'all had that red phone going, because the line from Texas has just come straight through. You guys have been representing this morning.
Where's Denison exactly? I think it's North Dallas, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's about 9 miles from the Red River.
Is that where North Texas University is?
No, sir. It's up there with the Red River and Lake Texoma.
Okay. Yeah, of course, Red River divides Oklahoma and Texas. All right, man, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to answer one anyway.
Okay.
Right, which one?
Which one?
Well, I guess we'll go with the true false about the largest bird.
All right. Here's the question, Michael. The harpy eagle with a wingspan of 7 feet is the world's largest bird. Is that true or false?
I believe that'd be true.
It is false. The world's largest bird is the ostrich.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, you swung and missed on that one.
I made it tricky.
You, it was a good swing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put everything. I come out of my shoes on.
You did. Yeah, you did. You
said the text.
Go big or go home. That's
it.
Now, that is the part about the wingspan of 7 feet is true. The harpy eagle has a wingspan of 7 feet when it's fully mature.
But you had us going down the road of a flying bird.
Yes, I did. I did that a little tricky because I thought ostrich would be too easy unless I picked something that made you think of flying birds.
Hey, you got a question for us?
No, sir. I just thought I was going to hit the nail on the head about that wingspan.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a big old bird right there, 7 foot wingspan.
Did you... What town did you say you lived in?
Denison.
Okay. Am I thinking of Denton?
Yes, you're thinking of Denton for the college.
Yeah, North Texas University.
Yeah, that's in Denton, yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, but that's not far from you, right?
Oh, about 65 miles.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
well,
it's not far as the what flies?
The harpy eagle
it's
flies?
It's not far as the harpy eagle flies.
All right. Thank you, Brother Michael. Good to hear from you there. Hey, what about, where would the emu fall in all that, as far as size of the bird?
It's a little bit smaller than an ostrich.
Isn't it like
but
a cousin to
yeah,
the
I think they're kind of related.
Yeah.
They look a little alike. But now the emu's a little smarter. Sometimes you'll find them selling insurance.
They can't help people save 10% on insurance, though. An emu to be able to do that?
Yeah. The limu emu is probably the smartest.
And then you
all right, back to the phones.
You start trying to talk to the ostrich about deductible, yes, and if it's collision or comprehensive.
It's an emu, actually.
No, they'll wind up putting their head in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Just try to avoid the conversation altogether.
It's a tough world out there.
It is.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas. And Michael is on the line. Michael, you're the second Michael in a row. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Let's go.
There, that's what I'm talking about.
I like that kind of attitude.
What part of Arkansas, Michael?
Well, if I told you that, it would interfere in my question to you guys, so I'm hoping you can tell me where I'm
at. All right. Well, first, answer one of ours. Which one you feel confident about?
Okay, yes. All my true and false and the boy band was answered, so let's go with the multiple choice.
Oh, about the cities?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Which city is the oldest in the world, Rome, Jerusalem, or Damascus?
I'm going to go with Damascus.
It is Damascus.
Damascus.
Nicely done. Now, Tim's got awesome. Just a little bit of a
yeah,
he wants to have a sidebar with the judge. Call the attorneys to the desk.
I've always heard that Jericho was the oldest city in the world.
Now, is Jericho occupied? I mean, is it a city now as well? Maybe
I don't want to get into politics, Ed. I'm just telling you what I read.
That occupied Jericho, yeah. that back yeah. in 2000.
Now, let me ask you this.
Here's what the AI says from Google.
All right.
Which now we've all come to depend on.
Yes.
Nobody goes to the library anymore.
What about Wikipedia?
Whatever Google says. Jericho, located in the West Bank, is a strong contender for the title of the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. So, I don't know.
Wait, a strong contender?
Yeah, strong contender. Archaeological, well, I think what they're saying is it's right there with, what did you say?
Damascus. Yeah, the heavyweight champion.
They put signs up, they each claim in there that, no, we are. Forget Damascus. They got nothing like we got here in
that's
Jericho.
Right.
So it's one of the oldest cities in the world.
That's right. Well, I went with Wikipedia.
Yeah, Rome's the eternal city. It's what they call it.
Yeah, listen, so JJ went with the more authoritative. You went with AI, the new kid on the block, and he went with Wikipedia.
Also, there's
tried and true.
Also, Baton Rouge, Louisiana is mentioned here.
Yes, as it should be.
No, as one of the oldest cities in the world. So I mean, I don't know whether you can trust
who knows. Yeah.
Hey, Michael, good answer. Did you guess or did you kind of know?
I totally guessed on that.
Hey, 33 1/3%.
Yeah.
What's your question
That's
for
right.
us?
I got my
right.
chemistry class.
Okay. This is a good one here, I think, and I'm real proud of my little town for this. Outside of the state of New York, we have the oldest standing Statue of Liberty. Can you guess where I live in Arkansas?
Wow.
Oldest standing Statue of Liberty.
Hey, Michael, I think we met before. Where'd you go to high school?
No, sir. We haven't met.
Yeah, he may be from Arkansas, but he ain't completely dumb.
Oh, that's really
man.
Good.
Yeah, that says the guy from Mississippi.
Now, look, while we're deliberating, there is a Statue of Liberty type statue in Enterprise, Alabama, holding a bug over her head there in the town square. It's the only statue in the world. That's a monument to a bug, the boll weevil.
Boll weevil.
I saw it, and I included it
in a book.
It's a chapter because they save the whole town because their crops were getting devastated, and then the boll weevil made them switch to peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah. I remember telling that.
They thrived.
And that was – what book was
but
that?
But she looks like a – I've seen it. She looks like the Statue of Liberty, but she's holding a boll weevil. I think Jonah had a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Guys, right, what do you guys, think about the what,
I've
what
got,
city?
I have
Tim,
got no
you're
idea.
Geography guy. Yeah, you know, no, all
I,
roads.
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember where. And
I can tell you it's Northeast Arkansas.
Okay, that's good. Oh,
you're talking Blytheville, Jonesboro, Pocahontas.
You're close.
Narrow it down. Give Tim one more little hint, and he'll nail it.
The name of our town is the only we're the only town named that in the whole world.
Huh, the only town named that in the whole world.
That's a lot of claim to fame.
Branson, is it?
Huh?
It's not Branson.
It's Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Yeah. It's like a whole different state.
It's like
I'm not going to embarrass you on national radio, though. We talk about it after the show's over, okay?
Well, I've been to Branson, Arkansas. Yeah. I saw some great shows there.
Yes. Hey, we're stuck.
We
what's the answer?
Yes, sir. That is Paragould, Arkansas.
Paragould.
And it's our World War II statue.
Well, I'll be.
And it's a Statue of Liberty replica? What'd you say?
It is a Statue of Liberty replica. Yes, sir.
How tall is it?
Oh, it's not. It's just a smaller statue, but okay. it's not like that big.
No. Now, Michael, is your high school name Paragould High School?
It is now. It was Ridgecrest when I went there, so I could have stumped you there.
Yeah,
well.
You could.
Right.
You could.
Well, hey, listen, on the Paragould, because that's a real claim to fame, only city in the world. Do you know the backstory? Where'd you get the name? It sounds French.
There's a railroad track that runs through here, and there was a couple of guys from different railroad states. It was all about the railroad. Somebody was para, and someone was gold.
And just put the two together.
They put the two together, yes, sir.
All right. That's great trivia. Hey, thank you for listening to AFR, some great country where you live there. Have a great weekend,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Thanks again for calling in.
I'm looking at that statue in Paragould, Arkansas, the Statue of Liberty, the replica. And it looks to me about 15 feet high, something like that. But it looks like I'm only seeing the backdrop. It looks like it's down by the court square downtown.
That's pretty good.
So anyway. All right, next up, Ed.
All right. We go to Michigan, and we've had two Michaels in a row, so why not have a Michelle? Michelle from Michigan. Michelle, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
My first time calling.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Well, welcome. Where do you live in Michigan?
Grand Rapids.
Okay. One of my best friends grew up there. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I know him. Who is it?
Oh, it was the Johnsons. And they lived on.
Oh yeah, the Johnsons, great people.
Yeah, they are. They live all over the country.
It really is a small world. Can you imagine how much fun Tim's going to be when he's sitting out on the park bench in front of the courthouse, and just talking with some other old men here in about 20 years?
Talking with the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah. I do that already.
No, seriously, if you've never been to Michigan, you got to come sometime. We've got a lot of wonderful coastline, and it's shark-free.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
There you go.
I've heard, and I've been to Fremont and Muskegon up in that area.
I've been to Muskegon. I think that's about it, so I need to head up that way around
July
or August.
It is beautiful, they say, you know, along Lake Michigan there. All right, ask, answer, or both, Michelle?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The question about Tim's question about the birds.
Okay. Did I have a question about the birds?
Yeah, the three classes.
Oh, yeah.
Categories. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The question, Michelle, is this. Which bird are the Chinstrap, Emperor, and Humboldt classes associated with?
They're penguins.
Yes, penguins. I'm surprised that question lasted an hour and a half here. I would have known Emperor.
Yes, that's the only one I knew.
Yeah, but I've never heard.
And Chinstrap. I knew Chinstrap,
too.
I didn't know the Humboldt.
Are the Chinstrap, are they smaller than the Emperor?
I think so.
Okay, I would think the Emperor probably got their name because they're big.
Now, Michelle, you sound like you actually know what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
So why do they call them Chinstrap? Is it some sort of... color markings on it?
Yeah, right. There's a marking that defines them clearly.
Okay.
As chin strap penguins, it looks like a strap on their chin.
Okay.
So,
Now, is this from school? Are you a veterinarian? Do you happen to have a penguin, the only girl in your neighborhood that owns one? Give us a little backstory.
You know, I always, Mr. Popper was my hero.
Oh, the movie with Jim Carrey.
I never saw the movie, but the book.
Oh,
just
okay.
Kidding. I'm a fan. I always enjoy reading the stories about the Antarctic.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. Have you ever been there?
Not yet.
Antarctic? Okay.
I got a friend who's been to six continents, and the only one he hasn't been is Antarctic, so he's trying to talk me into going with him.
You haven't been where Paul's been, though. Which is my question.
Oh.
Been,
I like what you did there.
He's been
good.
To six continents, but he ain't been where...
That's a good segue.
Where St. Paul was.
Yes. Hey, Michelle, what's your question for us? Nicely done there.
I'm referring to your other question.
What is it? No, I said...
I said Tim has not been to everywhere that St. Paul has been yet because of his third question.
Right.
Yes. Did you have a question for us, Michelle?
I do. This was a Mother's Day question from last week. In Matthew 1, verses 1 to 16, there are five women that are referred to. Four are referred to by name. Who are they?
Matthew. Okay, then in the genealogy.
This could be the genealogy.
They're going to mention Rahab.
Rahab.
And they're going to mention Mary. And they're going to mention...
Rebecca?
I'm just thinking about the
Deborah.
I'm trying to think of the... Oh, man.
You got Sarah, maybe. I don't know if Sarah or Rachel.
How about Ruth?
Ruth is going to be mentioned because you've got Boaz in that. So we know that there's Ruth and Rahab and Mary. You better tell us the other two.
Lucy.
No, Lucy.
Not quite. Tamar and the wife of Uriah.
Okay.
The wife of Uriah, not named?
She is not named. She's only referred to.
Okay. Where is this you're talking about?
Bathsheba?
You know when it's given a little bit of the genealogy.
Where is this?
In Matthew.
Matthew 1,
verses 1 to 16.
So Bathsheba is not mentioned by name. She's simply called
Correct.
The wife of Uriah.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Correct.
Well, interesting. That is.
That gives him.
Great Bible question. We've got to go.
I'm glad he got some nods because he got mentioned in the Mighty Men, too. And it said Uriah.
Hey, Michelle, we got to let you go. Great answer. Great question. Thank you for listening and enjoy your summer up there in Michigan.
Yes.
All right. That's all the time we have we got to answer our own questions that remain. I only had one left. What is the largest country in the world without a river? I'll give you guys a hint. President Trump was just there.
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
They don't have a river.
Largest country in the world without a river in it.
Here's what I've got. I just added this. Cavendish is a variety of what popular fruit? You guys have any clue? Cavendish.
I don't.
Bananas.
Bananas.
And they said all the bananas that we buy at our stores here in the States, that's what we're getting. We're buying Cavendish.
You know, in a pinch, bananas. You can use that instead of blood plasma.
Oh, absolutely. You got
bananas.
What do you call it?
Cavendish. Cavendish.
Most states, though, you have to have a doctor. Like a medical cabinet.
You have to have a prescription. And when they have to ask if you have the dish, don't that get confused with, like, whether you want to switch back to cable? That's not Cavendish. That's a different one.
Huntsville, Alabama is known as Rocket City, and Houston, Texas is known as Space City.
Huh.
To answer my question, the Apostle Paul...
Third heaven.
Yeah.
The third heaven.
That's right.
Third paradise.
It describes paradise. He went to paradise. He says it in third person.
He went to the...
But he calls it the third heaven.
The third heaven. Guys, I'm going to be in Newton, Kansas for the whole weekend. Newton Weekday Bible School, Saturday, May the 31st, 100-year celebration, and speaking on Sunday, morning, Sunday evening at a couple of churches.